Agenda item 20, right? I don't think there's a 19, is there?
We're doing...
That was it, 20, the EO report.
Right. So we have the water quality certifications per usual. And then on page three, we provide an update on the agricultural waste situation in Boma Creek. You'll remember that the self-named Creek Dogs have come to the board several times.
I think they do a good job.
And provided photographs, that sort of thing, of agricultural waste in the creek, the drip tape, as well as some other, I guess, fertilizer plastic bags and the like. So we provided some information here on what we're doing at the local scale, as well as on the regional scale, which has more to do with additions that we see as part of the changes to the ag order, which you'll be seeing here for too long. A couple of days ago, we sent out a couple of letters regarding this Napomo Creek issue. One was to the Dana Properties, right? Dana Properties and an individual property owner who was named.
Well, it was just an update. Property manager.
Property manager. Okay. And asking, and it included photos of some of these things in the creek and pointed out where a lot of them are embedded in the creek bed. And the photos also included, it looked like stock pile materials right on the edge of the creek where they're in danger of, you know, more materials going into the creek. So we asked them to address that, tell us what they plan to do in terms of these materials that look like they're coming from their property. And at the same time, we recognize that since some of this stuff is embedded in the sides of the creek from deposition and then further erosion, that if, for example, they say, well, we'll just go and get a crew in there and pull it all out, that could actually cause some problems in the creek, and so we advise them that they should consult with Fish and Game. They may need a stream alteration agreement. So we made sure we advised them of that. And we had a date in there, which I don't recall what the date is for them to get back to us, but 30 days. And Angela put this information together for us. Are there any questions on that?
One comment. I'm glad to hear those last details, because in reading the report, I have to say, frankly, I was a little disappointed in thinking these two individuals have come to us so often now, and we still haven't seen the action. So I'm very, I think the news that there's letters that have gone out, and we've started to target some communication to the landowners in that region is strategic. You know, I realize there are challenges to identifying the responsible parties, and that's the big frustration. But certainly the Creek Dogs have done their homework, and I have been involved actually with their efforts at San Luis County, not as a part of their actions, but just part of a process where they brought the information to the county, they've taken it to environmental groups, they've taken it to the farm community. So they've done a lot of legwork, and yet still no action. So this is very good news to hear that we've actually moved forward with something.
And we've updated Mr. Bishop and Mr. Diaz about that. They actually had intended to come to this meeting to hear this item. But after seeing the language in the letters and understanding those next steps, they declined and feel the same way.
And also these letters that you refer to are not our first action. The report mentions the staff has made several inspections in the creek.
Yeah, the inspections were important to validate this anecdotal information. But at the same time, you know, I didn't see any then what we could do about it. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's good to hear more definition on that. Thank you.
Okay. Move on, Mr. Chairman, to...
Chair? Yes.
Actually, I included a card.
All right, it's right here. Oh. It was on this issue, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So this would be an opportune time for that. Here you go.
Thank you.
Okay.
So I just wanted to talk from the coalition's perspective on the issue of trash, ag trash.
last year after the I was at the meeting when the watchdogs initially came and worked with staff at that point in time to do outreach. At least that's when we still had the Southern San Luis Obispo Coalition and Santa Barbara Coalition. And so we did do outreach. We sent out two newsletters that talked about recycling and disposal. We posted information on our website. That website has since been discontinued. It is important, I think, because this issue of trash is codified and is regulated by so many other agencies, I think it is important to enforce upon the people that are actually causing the issue. And I am concerned, I was concerned about the possible inclusion of trash in the conditional waiver because it seems like it's penalizing a whole group for the actions of few when we already have regulations. We already have codes that allow enforcement upon these people. I don't know if we really need, you know, what will another regulation achieve? And so I had a lot of concern about that. At this point in time, the coalition is unable to do additional outreach on this issue. However, we are in the process of working with AQUA, which is the Ag Water Quality Alliance, that is Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary, UC Cooperative Extension, NRCS, the RCDs, and the coalition to try to go after funds for training on marine debris. So we are making marine debris one of the items that we are trying to find funding for. So I just wanted to kind of update you. First of all, we have done outreach. Second of all, we have concerns, but we do recognize it as an issue, and we will try to address it, but don't support addressing it through the conditional ag waiver. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Dr. Hunter.
Kay, I understand what you're saying, that there are agencies that have authority over this, but so do we. And I think we need to recognize it as one of the set of related impacts that are going on, which we haven't done. We have done, but in this particular case, here's such an overwhelming example of the problem. It is the place to then take action so that we are visible also as an agency with authority in this problem, and that landowners have an understanding that it affects water quality. And so until we make that statement through some fashion, and right now we're communicating, and I, for one, really appreciate how quickly you moved with the information and you started an outreach process. But I will tell you that the county and some of the other agencies that have authority and have in the past worked on this issue, I don't see them as being able to expand or even continue that level of effort. So I think things are changing, and it's important for us to do what we can with the resources we have. But I agree that it should be education, cooperative-based as much as possible, but we need to structure it in so that it becomes part of that integrated set of impacts that we have to consider.
Can I respond to that?
Well, I'll let the chair decide.
Sure.
Okay. I understand what you're saying. I think it is important for us to make people understand how this impacts water quality. One of the reasons I did want to address this issue is because of the duplicative nature, and I think that is one of the concerns that Ag has with some of the issues that have been requested to be included in the new waiver, that there's a lot of duplication, and they see that as an expense. They see it as an unnecessary expense. And so, you know, we don't talk about economics very often in our discussions of the Ag waiver, but duplication does go directly to economic and maybe needless expense. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Briggs.
Okay, on page 4, I included, skipping past the presentations part, but I included the outreach strategy that the board has talked about on a couple of occasions, and I sent out a draft letter at your direction, and I received comments back from about 3 of you, I guess, and we incorporated those changes to the best of our ability in the most recent draft.
Good. Is there a letter for us to sign?
If you want to go ahead and sign this, then that would be great.
Before we leave?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
That's a yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We missed John, of course.
Well, that's what happens when
David's not here.
You leave early.
I can sign for them.
Okay.
I'll make sure that... Well, David already gave me his feedback. I'll double check with Josh. So that was the first part.
I just signed the last iteration of the email out, right?
Where
is this?
All right, and I provided copies for you in your folder.
How come I didn't see it?
Because you were late.
No, where's my copy?
Thank you.
Here, Jeff.
Where's my copy?
Here.
And if I can proceed while you're signing?
Oh, that's amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. The chair also asked me to provide a list of potential agencies as far as outreach activities. So I have that in your folder as well. I also sent that out by email, as I recall. And so it lists, of course, the counties with all their board of supervisors, the regional agencies like the Council of Governments, some of the other regional agencies, and then, of course, all the municipalities. Depending on how you define municipality, I came up with 39 of them. Then as far as community services districts and sanitary districts, I came up with 28 of them. I mentioned the environmental groups that we deal with on a regular basis. And watershed protection and restoration groups, nonprofits, harbor districts, water districts, on and on and on. And Mr. Chair, you asked me about what I thought the priorities should be.
Right.
Now, this letter invites anyone who receives this letter and finds it of interest and wants to get together with us to go ahead and contact us. And so that would certainly raise them in priority. We'd want to be responsive to that.
Of course.
Otherwise, it'd be kind of fruitless to send this letter out. So that's obviously an A priority. As far as the
Ventura?
Of these... that would be a higher priority. I tend to think Board of Supervisors would be high on the list, more so Santa Barbara through San Benito, Santa Cruz County, because we have just smaller areas of Ventura, San Mateo County, for example.
Yeah, I wouldn't even send it to those.
To which ones?
Like Ventura
or Kern.
And Kern, we only like...
Right. Or San Mateo.
Yeah, like I said, no significant issues so far.
Well, are there any with some significant... I mean, Monterey sounds like that's one.
Monterey County?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah, with issues.
Santa Cruz County.
Yeah, in Santa Cruz County.
I just would be headed to Ventura or...
Santa Barbara.
We've already done the city of Salinas, right?
Well, we were talking with them about stormwater in particular.
All right.
Let's not encourage them to ask us back.
Is this your pin?
All right. No, it was here. It was here.
I would say another candidate for...
Yeah, Mr. O'Malley, any on this list that you might think might have some priority?
Well, I think the cogs in each region are good.
Okay. So the biggest...
Yeah,
target
right.
audience,
right.
like boards of supervisors.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess an advantage of the Council of Governments is that it's a cross-section of, at least in that county, of several governments, as opposed to just the Board of Supervisors.
Up in our area, it's AmBam.
BLARCOG has all five county supervisors and one representing from each city, so you've essentially covered the county board.
Right, and that would be true with AMBAG up in the north. AMBAG actually covers even a much bigger area than SLOCOG.
San Miguel, Monterey County.
Right.
Okay. And then you have the Special Districts Association, which handles all the special districts, your water districts, sanitation districts, fire districts, harbor districts.
Yeah, I've got those listed just generically here.
Okay.
Roger, can you come up then with some...
Well, it sounds like you're agreeing that maybe COGS would even be a higher priority than Board of Supervisors because they're a cross-section of
of
governments.
COG, we're not reaching all members of a Board of Supervisors, right?
You can just say, Chair,
At a COG meeting, we'd be getting a representative.
No, on our COG, I think it's two or others, we have all five supervisors plus one representative from each city. So if anything, you're getting less from the cities, but you're getting all of them.
Let me clarify something because something you just said requires clarification. We're sending this letter to basically everybody.
Yeah.
What we're talking about as far as priorities is
contacting them on our own.
A board member with staff support going out and trying to arrange a meeting with one of these groups or several groups.
Yeah. Well, I think you can leave it here. The issue is getting the broadest group you can to get a whole long list of them coming in.
Right.
So,
okay.
Let them ask for it. Yeah. Thanks for it.
Okay.
Okay. We meet with Steve regularly already, so. That's right. Okay. We will certainly let you know if we get any requests as a result of this letter. Then, is there a mixed bag in terms of whether you want me to go ahead and try to line something up with one of the council of governments?
Do you want to wait 30 days and see what happens?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then based on that,
you're not going to get much back between now and the end of the holidays anyway.
Okay.
Because a lot of them are going to take breaks.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, I didn't have any timing involved here.
And then see which of those COGs, might be available, and you can see which two board members are going to volunteer.
It could be one board member.
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if possible, it's nice to have two show up.
Sure.
I think there's some more
that way you can be back-to-back.
Rush.
Somebody's got to watch our back.
Yeah. That's right.
All right, anything else, Roger?
Let me just double check. I think that was it.
I was going to comment on that.
Yeah.
I think we will be inviting Roger for our slow talk in our county. I was thinking like Dr. Inglis, the low impact design group with Roger would be really ideal to talk to the technical aspects.
Right.
To
But I can tell you the time that we, Jeff and I and Roger, did the city council, that was really impressive to them.
Yeah.
They really opened their eyes because what they heard from before is strictly from the staff and only what we were putting out at the board meeting.
Well, we'll have one event with Slocock. I think in January I'll be sworn in as president. So I'm going to
Now we're really in trouble.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's it, Mr. Chair. Thanks for your input on that.
I want to wish everybody a happy New Year, a Merry Christmas, a happy holidays.
And also to you.
Everybody should be safe, healthy, and what?
Well,
white. White. Okay, and white. All right.
You want to talk to us?
No.